This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the show. What's shaking in your corner of the world? Thanks for hopping on. So we've got the July jobs report, if you didn't catch that. What's going on with student loans? What's going on with the eviction moratorium? Plus, how about the mail getting even slower? Yeah, the U.S. mail, a lot of conversations about that, a huge commission meeting. We'll dive into it. And we've got some great guests coming up, too, as well. Plus, the visit to the Man Cave, NFL training camps and the regular season. We'll be here before you know it. Preseason games, all of that set to start. And some new interesting rules that we'll talk about in the next couple of weeks when we get ready to really launch into the season full force. But first, let's talk about the eviction moratorium. So what's going on with that? The Justice Department lawyers are defending what the Biden administration's most recent eviction moratorium last Friday, telling a federal judge that because of the deteriorating public health situation related to the Delta variant, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that we need a new invocation to protect public health. So in the court papers, the Justice Department said the new moratorium is designed to bar landlords from evicting certain tenants amidst the pandemic, and it's more targeted than the version that expired on July 31st. So pretty interesting. There's been a scramble to avoid a rash of evictions, and the moratorium applies to areas of the country with a high or substantial, by the way, transmission of COVID-19, and it's going to last until October 3rd. It covers 80% of U.S. counties and 90% of the population. So if you were somebody who was counting on this, you know, there you go. I think there's going to be more arguments back and forth, and I think there's going to be more discussion, and obviously some of you have been talking about this. You can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, let's talk about the July jobs report. Have you noticed a lot of help wanted signs? I've seen a lot of help wanted signs everywhere I've gone in the great state of Texas, and, you know, most of them are service jobs, but not all, but certainly a lot of them. But U.S. employers actually added 943,000 jobs in July. So I did this on a previous show. It really shows a strong labor market. That's good. You know, you look at unemployment, it fell to 5.4%. That's a new low in the pandemic era. And these are stats, by the way, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it was the biggest job gain since August of last year. So think about that, almost a year, when more than a million positions were added back and more than 870,000 economists hadn't expected. So the June jobs gains was revised as well, 938,000 positions added. So we're seeing recovery. We're seeing a stronger pace over the summer. And this is good news, right? Since May 2020, America's added back 16.7 million jobs. It's still 5.7 million short of pre-pandemic levels, but it's kind of like a weird bowl, right? So you saw the bottom drop out and then shoot back over again. It basically means by July 2021, over half of the lost jobs have been recovered. And that's what you take away from that. You know, hospitality, leisure industries were just decimated by the lockdowns. And they were once the biggest, of course, contributors of job gains, accounted for more than a third of the total, some 253,000 jobs. I don't have to tell some of you out there were added in restaurants and bars alone last month. So that part is good. And that's the scary thing about the risk of the Delta variant, right? Because we're watching to see what's happening with it. It's a hurdle. And the COVID-19 Delta variant has brought back some restrictions on our lives in some places in this country. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated their mask guidance for those who have been vaccinated. So far, the increased virus spread from Delta hasn't weighed on the jobs data that I just told you, but that could change in the next couple of reports. Me, for one, I'm hoping it doesn't happen. But, you know, hope is not a great strategy, right? So it would be great, however, if we could see the arrow pointed in the right direction. I mean, this is a crucial time, needless to say, it's a very crucial time. And the arguments over masks and the vaccination still continues. Hey, in Arkansas last week, what did we see? A judge blocks the state law banning mask mandates in schools, the enforcement of the state law. And that happened as a response to two lawsuits, one from a school district, one from parents who want schools to be able to require masks if they choose to do it. So there was a preliminary injunction that was issued after the state's General Assembly held a special session on it at the tail end of last week without amending the state's law. So school districts can enforce mask requirements while the suits continue. That is the one upside of this, I think, for those that want to. I mean, think if it's a private school. And this is the challenge, right? This is a challenging time, especially if you're talking about kids 12 and under. Yeah, so half of the U.S. population fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The Delta variant accounts, I'll keep saying this number, for the estimated 93.4% of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. Again, CDC numbers, and it's rising in the world. There's a record peak in Africa. They don't have enough of the vaccine, and we just continue to watch the numbers in Florida and across the country to see where it all lands. And hope for the best. Hope isn't a strategy, right? I just said that. But we are at least hoping for the best. Let's put it that way. Student loans, because I had a couple of you say things in emails to me about student loans. That's also the pause on federal student loan payments one last time. It's being extended to January 31st. So the pandemic relief benefit was going to expire on September 30th. After an unprecedented, because we haven't had this in my lifetime, 19-month suspension, the freeze was put in place by Congress, then extended by both Trump, the former president, and the Biden administration. So that continues. Borrower balances have been frozen for more than a year. No payments required on federal loans since March 2020, which then, with the interest not adding up, that saves probably the average borrower about $2,000 over the first year. So, again, that date now pushed to January. And in the meantime, we're getting ready to go into the man cave, and the Olympics have wrapped up, and there were some bright spots certainly in these Olympics, and there may be some endings to some tremendous athletes that we've seen, Olympics after Olympics, because their time is up as far as the Olympics is concerned. I think in track and field we might be seeing that. We might be seeing that with women's soccer too as well. They walked away with the bronze medal, and that wasn't an easy feat. And a lot of the competitors for the women said it was a tough Olympics, all the way around, but they were happy to get the bronze medal. There was a hero's welcome for Simone Biles when she stepped off the plane in Houston, and she did get a bronze medal, so she makes history too, because her medal count just went up. So stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, of course, we're going to the man cave.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
It's time to...
Welcome to the Man Cave. Yes, we are going to do Nail the Score. Yes, the NFL is in the swing of it. They're doing the whole training camp thing. We all know that. What do the 32 teams look like? I'm going to preview those in the upcoming weeks before we get officially to the beginning of the season. A couple of interesting things have happened, like the Bills. They signed their quarterback, Josh Allen, to a six-year, $258 million deal. How about that? Pretty big, you know, and there's still talks of trades between a couple of teams. There's some interesting things happening in training camps, like for the Saints. Who dat nation listening here? Drew Brees, who's going to be the successor to the great Drew Brees? I think there's some definite calls that have to be made. We know that as we look at, you know, what's happening. For example, Josh Allen is obviously plugged in, and we know that Lamar Jackson returned to the Ravens facility at the tail end of last week, but no definite timetable as to when he's going to come back to the practice field. He missed like 10 days, which is the NFL rule for unvaccinated players who get a positive result. So he's undergoing testing and the whole protocol thing that has to happen, because that's going to be tough this year. Nobody, once you get into the regular season, wants to forfeit games. As we kind of just give you the random rule of the gridiron off it and on it. How about Tom Brady joining Peyton Manning's section for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony? So when he's enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he is surrounded by people that include Tom Brady, who you know is there for that. I think pretty exciting. Brady is in the middle of his second training camp with the Bucks, and during his time with the Patriots, of course, there was a big rivalry between he and Peyton Manning, but it definitely produced some really incredible games between the two of those. In all, they met 17 times. Brady won 11 of them, but Manning teams were 3-2 against Brady-led teams in the playoffs, and there's just some funny camaraderie and rivalry, I think, between the two. So good for Tom Brady. A lot of people were making a big deal on Twitter about that. I don't get it. I mean, yeah, whatever, right? All right, and then you look at what's happening with the Saints, and I mentioned, you know, it's going to be a different year because, of course, you don't have Drew Brees there. So for people listening in New Orleans and people that are fans of the Saints, there are some, I believe, some bright spots with this team. Still, no question about it. In the Saints' beginnings of camp, you look at the second-year wide receiver, Marquez Callaway, and he has been taking advantage of as many throws as he can get because he's looking pretty good. That's the thing. There are some receivers on this team. There are guys that can step it up, but it's, like I mentioned, it's going to be a different deal without Drew Brees. The other thing to look for, I think, with teams as I kind of pop around, I'm not going through every single team. I'm just kind of cherry picking, you know, a few things here because we're going to do our preview and I'll go through every single team and I'll just lay out a couple of quick, what I think are nuggets from the teams here in the man cave, and I'll bring some people on too to talk about that. Some great writers, some great people I know that cover the NFL. But I look at the Bengals. The Bengals are such a would we, could we sort of team. But their running back Joe Mixon is pretty happy. He missed 10 games at the tail end of a big chunk of the season 2020. He had a foot injury, and I guess you know he's feeling really, really, really good and running every day. And he says he's ready to roll, and so that's a good thing because they need him. That's for sure. The former Oklahoma running back was cleared back in the spring in March, and he's excited about playing again. He's excited about playing with quarterback Joe Burrow, and you know, getting back into the thick of it. And so that's always good to hear, right? Absolutely. The Olympics, really great was Allyson Felix. Excuse me, and the fact that she claimed her 10th medal with a 400-meter bronze. So as last week, as the Olympics were wrapping up, that was a bright moment. I mean, the 35-year-old has been the face of American track and field, and she was able to medal. She just looked so good in that, and I love that Carl Lewis tweeted out, "Congratulations, Allyson Felix. 35 never looked so good. What an amazing career and inspiration. You know, just wonderful to see that." And you know, she's had a lot of struggles. She came back from a difficult pregnancy that led to an emergency C-section, and her life is in jeopardy, her baby's life is in jeopardy, and there was pressure, I think, all over her, but she stepped up in a very, very big way, and I love her story. I think that's one of the great stories from the Olympics. I don't know if you saw this one or not. I have an affinity for wrestling. I was thinking about this when I went to Cherry Hill East, the high school I went to. I used to take the wrestling stats, and I used to watch wrestling. So Gable Stevenson, he was there in the biggest wrestling match of his life, and when the clock hit zero, he had done it. He won an Olympic gold medal. So you know, he held up two fingers for 2 points after an amazing move that he made, and he couldn't believe what happened, and you know, he just was shaking off something that happened earlier, and then boom, here you go. He outscored his opponents 23 zip in the first three rounds. He dominated the 2016 Olympic gold medalist at the time in the quarters, and now it's gold, gold, gold. And, you know, forgetting golds, because sometimes we don't, I guess we haven't talked about this that much, but he got $250,000 for claiming the gold. And he's talked about joining WWE. So he's known a WWE manager for a while since he was a junior, or since he was in junior high, and he's certainly been to WrestleMania and whatnot. That wouldn't be surprising to see him make that leap. So he may be, that may be what's up next. That may be what's up next for him. So, you know, overall, it was incredible what the Americans, I think, were able to do. It was incredible to watch some of the other stories from some of the other countries. It's about the stories. You might be listening to me and saying, I didn't watch. I kind of got a feeling of some people were in it, and they were all about it, and others were just like, yeah, no. I mean, how about Canada? You know, Canada top Sweden in their huge final match, women's soccer, and they take away the gold, and that's big. And, you know, so much was made about the American women getting bronze. You forget about the other side of that story, and that other side of that story is a pretty good one for, oh, Canada. Kevin Durant, four-year, $198 million extension with the Nets. Oh, how nice it is. How sweet it is. That's, of course, again, a high number, a number that he expected to get. And his longtime business manager said that, you know, he's signing that. So he said he's coming back from the Olympics and coming back on a very, very high note and gets a sweet contract. I mean, that's a good discussion to have as to who, you know, who makes the best money for what they do in sports. And sometimes people look at what goes on in the NBA. And I think one thing that gets lost and forgotten is for these athletes, they're entertainers. So, you know, entertainers are making crazy amounts of money. Why, if people are paying it, if the teams are making it, why wouldn't the athletes make it? I mean, it's an old, tired argument, but it's one that, you know, that's it's one that comes up. It does. And so, of course, when we see contracts that are out there, there's always that call of, really? That much? Come on. Give me a break. So, many of you asked me, what did I think of the COVID test, the positive test with the Yankees, that it seems like what is going on in Yankee land, because last week they had another positive test with their catcher, and that's right, Gary Sanchez became the latest New York Yankee to test positive for coronavirus after you had a couple of starting pitchers, Jordan Montgomery and Garrett Cole. They were sidelined, you know, earlier last week. And manager Aaron Boone said the positive test results for Sanchez came from a rapid test. And that's what they got to do. They're following the protocols. Who can explain? All right, with that note, we got to close the door on the man cave. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban forces continue to gain territory in that nation. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Biden said that he doesn't regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that's on track to be completed by the end of the month. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
This is USA Radio News. The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
You know, good question. I have to say I don't know the answer to that question, and I'm disappointed that anybody would support this bill. You said it exactly right. This isn't an infrastructure bill. This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We ought to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries. This is a bad bill, and that's why I voted no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Garamani joins us now, and it is such a privilege to have him on the show. And he's written a book that's incredibly impactful, Mr. Epiphany, or really My Epiphany. I think he is Mr. Epiphany. But if you look it up on Amazon, it is My Epiphany, and you can find it under his name, too, as well. And his nickname is Dr. G. I know his students call him Dr. G. So, Dr. G, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. And it is truly an honor and privilege to have this with you and to have this discussion with you, because it is a discussion that reveals my inner thoughts and the revelations and a spiritual journey that I have had since I was a child.
So tell us why you wrote the book. What made you write this book?
Well, nobody made me to write this book, and I didn't force myself. These are revelations that have come to me since I was a child, and I started putting them down years ago because I was encouraged by others to put them down, and so what what is in this book, my epiphany or my spiritual journey to my inner conscience and the wise universe within me and beyond me.
So tell us some of what we would learn by reading your book. What will we find out about?
By reading this book, you hopefully will reach to a plateau of inner conscience and conscientiousness, and this strength that is within you, and the life that you are beholding, that is more precious than anything else that you can think of.
Ah, so what will we learn? What are some of the things that we'll learn as you're talking about in my epiphany? Because you had those epiphanies, and what can you pass on to us?
Yeah, you truly learn yourself. There are two wise universes. One is within you, one is beyond you. And this book is helping you to become aware of these two wise universes. And in the process, you will understand yourself better, and you will realize that you are the center of these two universes, and everything else and everybody and all that is revolving around you and is within you, they are there to help you be successful and to help you to inspire and to be motivated to reach a fruitful and a full life.
Why is it that we struggle so much with this?
Well, because we need to start knowing ourselves first. And if we journey within ourselves to better understand the wise universe within us, then that would be the baseline to realize the wise universe beyond us. And then you will reach a point of conscientiousness that all the prophets and all the scientists and all the great scholars have tried to portray to us.
And from your point of view, because you're, let's talk about your background. Share a little bit about your background with the audience, because you've showed a different side of you. And what has that done to ignite you to be able to really fulfill what you're on the planet for?
Well, for years and years, all the scholars and all the scientists and all the great musicians and all the great poets, they have tried to penetrate and to know more about the universe beyond us. You know, if you look at the greatest scientists in the world, the greatest physicians, the greatest mathematicians, the greatest musician, and all those saints and those spiritual leaders, they wanted to reach the universe beyond them. But then I have discovered that you cannot reach this spiritual consciousness if you don't realize the wise universe within you and the strength within you and how to utilize this wise universe within you to become more aware of the wise universe beyond you. And that is why my scientific background all my scientific discoveries and my journeys through life have helped me to become aware of first the universe within me, and then using that as a platform, as a baseline, to discover the universe above me, and then these two universes they have given me the realization of knowing that I am the center of these two universes, and they all both are evolving around me and for me, to inspire me, to motivate me, and to help me through this ecstasy and this life journey, and through this understanding of the true nature of what is happening within me and beyond me.
Yeah, and especially the beyond, too, as you talk about that. One of the things we talked off the air, and one of the things that you told me, and for people listening, I thought that was so fascinating, is what did you tell me about terminally ill people and what they said to you?
Yes. I you know that I have patents both in science and technology and also in medicine, and I have been with terminally ill patients to see that how I can make their lives better by scientifically coming up with new technologies that can improve their conditions. And in many instances, they always mention to me that they would like to go back to when they were more healthy and more whole, at least for one day, so that they could live a whole life. And I always, when my friends and my colleagues and my acquaintances and relatives complain, I tell them that think of all those terminally ill patients that they have been told that this could be their last week or their last day, and they love to be in your position with all of your problems. But being able to breathe freely and being able to walk freely and to be able to think freely without all these tubes connected to them, and with artificial ways of living in pain and in agony. So that is what this my epiphany is all about. Know yourself, know the wise universe within you, and know the wise universe beyond you, and realize how precious your life is, and be inspired, and be hopeful, and reach beyond your problems that you may have created for yourself, and be a whole person, and you can be.
I think that's a perfect place to end this Dr. G's book. Again, it's My Epiphany, and you can get it on Amazon, as we said right at the top of this. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very kindly, and I'm very grateful to you, and I hope that this is the beginning of our fruitful relationship, because I have heard a lot of good things about you, and I like to work with you, and thank you.
Absolutely. What a wonderful inspiration you are. What a gift to the world, for sure. Thanks a lot, Dr. G.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Australia, Alan Williams, his book, Instructions into the Realms of Consciousness. And Alan, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Why did you write this book? What made you put pen to paper and do this?
God told me I could. I worked for God for a few years. I worked for the Spirit of God for 30 years. And then I worked for God for probably 5 years. And he told me I could give back to man the mind of God, which is the other 9/10 of your brain that you've lost. This is the Aboriginal dream time.
Yes, when we look at the other 9/10, that's really interesting. I don't want to let that point go. What are the 9/10 that we just don't know?
I really don't know. It's a different brain.
Yeah.
It is the mind they use in the real world. We fell out of the mind of God into ego. And we live in the ego mind. And it really has nothing to do with the real world. God made matter as a hospital for man. So if you're in a physical body, you're in God's hospital. He thinks we're all insane.
So in the book you talk about
the path back to the real world out of reincarnation. You show how to use your, you know, you teach us how to use your spirit. So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, in the book you talk about the scales of consciousness. You talk about everything in the movement. You talk about all of that. You talk about how it you know, to cure all cancers and tumors, which are blemishes of the soul, like you say. So tell us more about the book.
Most of it is about trying to get back into the mind of God. It teaches you the dimensions. Breaking your mind, and it lets you move into higher minds. The first mind you bring under control is your subconscious mind, then your superconscious mind, then your ancient mind. And when you get into the ancient brain, you've got control of 12 elements, and you can see all the nature spirits of the 12 elements. So earth, fire, air, and so on. It is a path back to God and and your real mind. But everybody likes to stay in their ego.
Yeah, boy, isn't that true. And so as somebody who's done that, what does that feel like to get out of that?
Well, I'm different, really. They turned me into a weapon for God. And they stripped all these good things off me, like visualization and memory and teacher things to send me to war in these other dimensions. So I don't know exactly what it'd be like for everybody else to go there. But once you're in the 12, you can get into the ancient brain, you can get into 3 trillion universes. You can get into 100 dimensions of the 3 trillion universes. It becomes big. We are so small here in our conscious minds. I got friends in other universes in spaceships flying around like Dr. Zeus or something. it's different. God's had me go to 12 different prisons and pull them apart. They're just all imprisoned in consciousness.
Yeah.
And most of them I had to kill everybody I pulled out because they were all had gone mad for what the evil had done to them. There's a lot of bad things were going on in the other universes. But everything's changing now, and God said we can let the humans have their mind back.
So what do you hope people take away from instructions into the realms of consciousness?
Well, I hope they'll start to do it. And it's like a video game in the head, and my book just gives you control of it. It's hopefully everybody will get their sanity back. But that's beyond me, because once you're in your ego mind, it's a bit hard to ever get out of that. Once you might be able to integrate it, but I don't think you can get out of an ego mind. In the real world, they had nothing against this evil. It was like a plague was ravaging these 3 trillion universes. And they trained me for it. I just wasn't nice, I suppose. And when these things attacked the kids. All they did was told me, look after those kids. And when this thing attacked me kids, I just attacked back.
It's interesting. You've given us a kind of a thumbnail sketch for sure about the book, Instructions into the Realms of Consciousness. And I said this in the beginning, what you will learn in the book, things that you'll be able to take away from that. And Alan Williams, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you. I hope I'll give you enough. The book will get you into all these other dimensions and universes, and your life will change forever. So thanks for having me.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Well, such an interesting book when you talk about realms of consciousness and what that makes you think. And I love the fact that one of the things that Alan says is, and he says this in the beginning of the book, is that he went to find his soul when he was 40. And, you know, how do you overcome your subconscious fears? And how will you be tested when you do that? So many people talk about that, but it's hard to break through that. How do you break through that? And he talks about that in the book. He talks about, you know, physical body, etc. He talks about nature spirits and what they are. He talks about so many, I think, esoteric, interesting things that often many people can't grasp, right? And I also love that in the beginning, he talks about your real self, saying you're easily swayed by consciousness that stimulates its vibrations, triggering its vibrations, right? So, and check this out. This is a hashtag. The physical body acts like a shock absorber. That's true, right? And the vibrations have less effect on the physical body because of its density. So he goes on and goes so much deeper, obviously, throughout the book. And I found him to be so, so fascinating. He talks about his type of prayer. He talks about the soul's journey. He talks about New Age. I mean, what does New Age mean to people? He talks about death. And I've said this so many times on the show that people don't talk about death enough and don't address it so that they walk around the earth feeling a little bit differently. All right, we thank him for that interview, and thanks to all of you for listening to the show. Remember, 24/7, you can hang out with me by simply going to this email address, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.